Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. The Constitution, like the Bible, is an unchanging document. That's the headline. David James, Bible in hand, comes to explain the headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
One of the things we often hear in the discussion about the Supreme Court is the matter of legislating from the bench.
Legislating from the bench is actually a negative concept because it means deviating from the separation of powers enshrined in the Constitution. The function of the Supreme Court should technically be limited to ruling on the constitutionality of those laws and of how they're applied or enforced. The Supreme Court is supposed to be an impartial body, but everyone obviously has their own personal, political, social, and moral, and I would say ethical views. And there are two basic philosophies concerning the Constitution that comes into play. The liberal view is that the Constitution is a living, breathing document that must be continually interpreted and applied in a way that reflects changing values and norms as society and culture evolve. The conservative view, on the other hand, is what is referred to as the originalist approach, and that means that the Constitution is a fixed document that should be understood and interpreted according to the original intent of the framers, and it's similar to the discussion between liberal and conservative interpretations of the Bible.
How does thinking about the Supreme Court, and actually the court system in general, affect how a believer, a born-again Christian, should vote, or whether they should vote at all?
Well, let's think about my last point concerning the Bible and the difference between liberal and conservative interpretations of the Bible. Jimmy, you and I see the message of the Bible as inspired, fixed, and unchanging, and so the moral and ethical standards we find in the Bible don't change over time, even though society does change. This means our interpretation doesn't change because it's based on absolutes. That's the conservative approach. Second, the framers of the Constitution quite intentionally incorporated a lot of biblical principles into the Constitution, and they saw those as absolute truths that had been revealed by God. And so their intent was for our country to be forever guided by those principles, and that's why we as conservatives want originalist justices on the Supreme Court.
David James discussing with me how the Constitution and the Bible are unchanging documents. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. God's Word, the Bible, like the United States Constitution, is an absolute document. Its original statements are to be read and interpreted as the writers wrote them in the original. That also applies to the Bible, God's Word given to mankind. That's 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. God's Word is inspired, fixed, and unchanging. The Bible is truth for today, tomorrow, and forever. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...